Bosnian period where the major political parties have identified or realized that the young people should be at the core of their engagement, I suspect this will be one of them. At least we kept on saying that going into this election, that group, the 18 to 30, see, in all fairness, UN defines 18, youth 15 to 24. We and the African Union felt Africans grow at a very old age before they are still called youth. So we have selected 15 to 35 as our own youthful group.
Yeah.
Now, I know friends, me, I am not a youth. I know friends who are my age or even older who are purporting to lead youth groups in political parties or purporting to speak for them or purporting. There was a CPP organizer some time ago who was 60 years. And when they queried him, he said he's only the organizer for the youth and not part of the youth. But there appears to be a general.
But Mensa was a youth organizer for the NDC for a very long time. Until Harun Edusi took over in 2002.
I didn't want to make that example.
Oh, but he was too.
He still had gray hair.
He had gray hair.
Some people are born with gray hair too.
But we knew Mensa.
Yes.
Of course.
And the time he has spent in Ghanaian politics. Mm-hmm. But the essential element of our conversation today is who is winning the youth race? The quest to garner that huge segment of our population that's going to vote in the coming year. Who is winning that race? Who is actually getting their attention more? See, you cannot dismiss Bahamia's dance, youth forum. Anyway, the NPP started youth forum before the NDC started youth forum. Yes. Yeah. He goes around. And he was not even doing general campaign. No, this was just targeted at young people. So youth forums, different places, you engage them. Then sometimes he will do that, his dance. Then people will say the dance is without formula. And yet still, he will repeat it elsewhere without difficulty. Mentioning specific things. Remember, it's one of those platforms that a young girl asks about, the teacher trainee or...
Lesson training allowances,
yes. That was what happened on one of those platforms. Then, for the NDC, I think the biggest gathering, and since then, when he went to Hotu, he said it was a youth forum.
Yeah, it was a youth forum, yeah.
Yes, the biggest gathering was what they did recently and continued at Bukom to go and talk to young people with the hope that they are getting the attention of the young people. So where is the pendulum swing?
No, I mean, as it stands now, Raymond, to be fair, I have heard Dr. Bahamia say bits and pieces of what he would do for the youth. I have seen the NDC release a 20 or more page document.
Yeah.
And so... as it stands now, if you were to, if you want to analyze the youth-focused policies of the two main political parties, you'd be able to clearly identify what the NDC seeks to do for the youth.
Is it because it is codified in a single document?
It's codified. Now, you've heard Bahamia say, for instance, oh, I'm going to do this. He's also talking about digital or jobs.
Technology to transform key sectors.
Yes, he's talked about that. He's talked about skills training. It's about training, skills training.
200,000 on digital software skills.
Skills every year. So for the next 4 years, you're looking at 800,000. He's talked about also, STEM education.
1 million software developers
In 5 years. So these are things he's talked about. I was just looking at it on earlier today, I was looking at myjournaline.com.
I get your point. I think that they are scattered and shared across different ends.
You don't have it in a document that you can clearly look at it and say, this is it. So on that note, for instance,
but
you want to ask a question.
If young people reflect the general attack on Ghanaians that we don't read, what makes you think that merely having it in the book is better or has been absorbed better or likely to be absorbed better than the guy who goes around, target you and say, your group, I'll make you coders. I'll make you software developers. I'll make you have skills and all of that.
But you and I have sat down and have said that. This whole talk about young people not reading. I mean, these same young people who are engaged in their quizzes and you're answering all the questions, questions that, I mean, I can't answer. I listen and I can't answer. So I'm not going to look at them and say they're dumb.
Yeah, but so maybe a few of them are the ones doing the science and math quiz are the ones who are reading. The rest of them,
but
they prefer TikTok.
Well, then you might say,
so if your video is on TikTok, might have a greater access to the people than having to put it in a nice shiny document.
Bahamia has
always say, you want to doubt it. Ask
No, I'm coming.
You
no.
can do it on the streets
no,
here.
No, I'll make a point.
How many people
understand.
Read the NDC's Green Book?
Yes, I mean, I'll make a point you understand. Yes, I can understand the fact that because of the what we do, we always would read these things.
Yes, it is occupational hazard.
Yes.
It's job description.
So, fine. And so I've picked the NDC, I've been reading it. Mm-hmm. But this is the other point. I'm saying that Baumier's youth connect that he does, where he goes, dances, jams with the youth, it resonates with a certain group of... category of young people. But that is not all. That is not all. So while you may get the bars, and so people send videos around and he's dancing, some say he's dancing offbeat and all of that. At the end of the day, he also tells, communicates what he intends to do.
Yeah, that's true.
The last time he was communicating a credit system, credit rating system.
And one of these platforms that one or two cities came in.
And I think that subsequently
you said credit rating system.
Yes.
No, not the phone that you pay one or two cities.
No, but that's what he started by talking about. He
said, so that
credit system.
The policy itself is a credit rating
system.
But it is exemplified
so that when you are known, you can pay one CD, two CD, this thing.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
You know, that's what actually stuck with all of us.
Yeah, of course. That's mostly easy to identify.
And when you do the calculation, you say, let's even take two CDs. People would then, you know, read all meanings. I'm not going to go into the politics of all of these things. I'm sure that subsequently on Sunday, he would realize that if he sought to break it down by saying, do you pay one or two CD, it didn't go down well with the people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It didn't go down well with the people. So you're hearing these things. You probably may have heard, the cancellation of e-levy and betting tax that Baumier talks about. And I think there's another tax that he was talking about. NDC has also talked about the same thing. Mahama has also talked about the same thing. But if I am to look at the promises over the last 6 weeks or so, because I have the NDC's full collection of promises, I can say that for now, as we speak, before the NPP also comes out with their manifesto, the NDC seems to have the momentum when it comes to policies that appeal to the youth. Again, let me say that I may be analyzing this from my point of view.
Of course.
Okay. I am not a youth.
But you do not claim to be.
I know. I've never said I am.
Yeah.
So I may be analyzing this from my point of view.
Particularly you. You know, so, reputation-wise, clearly.
So that's... what I see. It's also because I see this and I say, okay, they're talking about youth in agriculture, they're talking about
the NDC's on,
they're talking about
the farmland bank system,
all of those.
Well.
So these are things that you say, okay, if I were a youth, if I were part of them.
At least you have a PDF you can read on your phone.
This is something that.
You can agree, disagree, and say, I'll not vote for you, I'll vote for you based on this.
I don't have that of Baumier now. It's bits and pieces. So I'll be better placed to do the full analysis, post Sunday. But again, I know that once I've actually said that, as it stands now, the NDC seems to have the momentum. I know people are going to...
Is it not because of the most recent event?
That's it. That's what I'm saying. It's not because of the most...
Okay, yeah.
I know that some people went and cut the small pattern. That I said that, but that's okay.
So now you said that there's momentum on the other side.
That's okay.
To be fair, I can agree with you on the fact that, see, up until the most recent youth manifesto event, I have not seen an identified beyond the walk.
Yeah.
Yes. Walks became perhaps the signifying youth engagement thing for the NDC. If I identified right.
Mm-hmm.
But the NPP, in the case of Baumier, had done some of them, because I had reviewed some of their videos. And I saw that for about months now, even in the hinterlands, it is tagged a youth forum. That he brings a group in, sometimes even students, to a specific place, and it's still called a youth forum.
Yeah.
And I get your point that if you have a document, especially for young people, if you have a document and there's an argument over it, at least I can pick up and say, okay, I am into farming. This is what they want to do for me. I am into skills training. I want to do apprenticeship. They say they want to do a national apprenticeship program or something like that. All of them are detailed in there. Maybe after this weekend,
yeah,
when the NPP also settles on its own, what do you call it, policies. But this will be in the bigger, in the bigger. Do you think the NPP should have also perhaps done a youth before larger one?
I mean,
what I suspect this happens, and of course I'll let you answer that question, but it is being made to look like, oh no, the youth are focused first and foremost.
Yeah, because
of the pomp, pageantry, yeah, two events in a day specifically dedicated to the young people.
Yeah, and I think that the NDC, based on my analysis of the issue, may have scored one over the NPP when it comes to how they organized their youth manifesto. Now, I say they may have scored one over the NPP because of how they went about it. And they had all of us talking about it. You know, when Dr. Bamia actually delivered his vision statement for Ghana, we all talked about it. We discussed it. And at the time, we said the momentum was in his favor. Now, today, the NDC has the edge because they are the ones talking about the things they want to do. And that's something that with politics, naturally, I mean, at every point in time, when you do something unique, you get into the news. If you're able to take advantage of it, so be it. It goes, it inures to your benefit big time. If you're not, we're going to come back again and say you didn't do well. Yeah. And so, for instance, I mean, today, the NDC is in the momentum. They've launched their youth manifesto. They're holding youth fora. I mean, and they're having these conversations.
I was put on Facebook that I wanted a soft copy of it. It didn't take hours. I was supplied with one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got one the following day. I have friends in
okay.
Our friends in the you know, NDC Youth Working Committee.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, they sent it to me, and I had I've had other conversations with people. Some of my friends in the NDC who've had off record conversations on even what went into the decision making and all of that.
Okay.
And so, you know, you come to the conclusion that look, as it stands now, before the launch of their manifesto, the youth manifesto, the momentum was on Baumia's side.
Yeah, that's true.
But again, Baumia was connecting in a certain way, not necessarily with the things that he was saying.
That's true.
He was connecting in a certain way. So the people, you know, the Fasti and Mami, I mean, kind of thing, you know, I mean, you know, I got these young people like a lot
so
of things.
So post Baumia's events, it is those sound bites.
So, those
post Mahama's event, if for nothing at all, this first year payment of fees has become topical.
It has.
And I actually gained a lot of traction in the conversation space. I mean, as to whether people agree or disagree, they're still talking about it anyway.
And again, even though the NDC themselves may not have, I've heard some people explain. I mean, the youth organizer is able to explain it, of course, is launching that.
But in all fairness, I actually have heard Peter Tukuno to explain. Yeah. I suspect maybe because of the days involved, he has evolved the conversation.
Yeah.
But if I compare him to what the youth organizer says, he appears to have had more information than the youth organizer.
Exactly. So,
Perhaps our questions are prompted further and better details.
Exactly. Because the moment I saw the first year AFUF, Academic Facility User Fee payment.
The way you said AFUF, yeah.
Let me just explain before.
Yeah, yeah.
Once I saw that, the next question I asked myself was, what happens after first year?
Yeah.
The next question I asked myself, have you done the costing?
Yeah.
How about technical universities?
Okay. So what about means testing? And in fact, when I was coming to analyze that, the first thing I said to myself was that my position on free SHS and others has been, where's the means testing?
Yeah.
It should be targeted. And my position has not changed.
That's true.
So I wanted to ask those questions. Have you done that? And so subsequently, they would have. But you see, again, just like Free SHS struggled in its explanation for a very long time, this is what is going to happen. And in the era of disinformation, you would see people making the attempt to just, you know, put in things that may not be the truth. But what that actually does to you if you're a political party is that it presents you an opportunity to actually make your case. And if you make it well, it inures to your benefit.
You capture the audience required.
Exactly. If you fail, then that's it.
Because there's a limit to which we can even keep a conversation in the news for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You get that? I mean, yeah, you can have the conversation the week. Perhaps next week there's an angle to it and you can push it along those lines. But if there isn't any further and better improvement upon it, and I got worried, and my worry was that it appeared, when you ask further and deeper questions about this policy, the direct thought is that, our manifesto will come out soon. Then why do you have a youth policy?
I mean,
it's okay to push out nuggets and thoughts out there, but when I am displeased with the thinking that we have with our politics, that a policy cannot be ready before we share.
You see, this is the
It's as if you are testing the waters and getting us to refine your policy, which is not wrong, but let us know that you really spend quality time to think through your policies first.
You see, this is the thing for me. And because of the kind of work you and I do, where we sometimes express opinions and our views on issues, where I say, I don't support this. Where I say there could be a better use of our money. You know, the difficulty is holding you accountable to something that we believe that is not the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so I have always insisted, as I did with the free SHS, and said it should be targeted. I do not support the payment of nursing and teacher trainee allowance. I think that should have been scrapped. It shouldn't have started in the first place. And so I'm not going to sit on air, Raymond, and start an advocacy and say, why haven't you paid teachers and nursing trainee allowances? Go and pay teacher and nursing trainee allowances. My advocacy would be that those monies can actually be used to employ them when they finish school.
You know, I've never said that before. Yeah. I see the story.
Yeah.
Because I think it will make me sound like inconsistent.
Yes, and that's always a problem.
Yes, because some of us were insisting that, listen, it's not logical to have a system where you say, in 1924 or 1964, we needed more teachers and nurses. Today, Wesley the other time pointed out to me that if by the standards of the WHO, we have met nurse to patient ratio.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, if you break it down into critical nurse care and all the other things, we might have difficulties, but we have met nurse to patient ratio. I did not see the rationale in having to say that a person going to that school should necessarily be given some other stipend to stay in the school. I mean, maybe we should rethink that model. And especially when we had moved some of them into colleges of education and also degree awarding institutions.
Yeah.
Then you ask the guy going to Legon, going to do medicine, that why doesn't he deserve support? Why are we convinced that nurses deserve support but the medical student does not deserve support?
You see,
did you get my point?
Yeah.
Why do it? Because people drop out of medical school because they can't pay school fees.
And
so why do you think he will deserve that rather? So the rationale, that's why when I hear them complaining, I say, okay. But deep within me, I cannot gather the courage.
No.
To go and say, pay them.
No, I can't.
They deserve their money.
No, I can't do that.
And we should all agree. I think that there are MPP people today, deep within the policy sector, who are saying, no, this policy, yeah.
And
it doesn't sit well, but it makes... It makes political sense.
You see, that's where the problem is.
And the same things people have told me about this, their first year school fees thing. Somebody just looked my face and said, no. You see, you have to make statements that will get the people on our side and get the votes that are needed. And I said, you see, it's okay to sometimes have bombastic, the sloganeering things. Mm. But I think we have reached the point in our politics that expectations are high, and the people are truly worried about the future of the country.
Mm.
So don't deceive them further. Mm. You should be truthful to them. And I do not see that being the general conversation around the country.
You know, when we had a conversation with the National Youth Organizer, he says, well, it's an election year, and you want to win elections.
Yeah.
You want to win elections.
You know, that's a very terrible signal to send to anybody, right?
Yes, you want to win elections. And so once you want to win elections, that's where the problem begins. So while this may be resonating, and I mean, the truth is that right now, if you ask the NDC any question, they say free first year, free level 100 fees. Now they say what? 133.
Three.
You see, and again, it is the sort of thing we do in this country. You say, those who are going to sign on to that program, you've been in the UK before. There are people who work for 12 hours.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It doesn't necessarily mean
that
somebody that is going to be three shifts.
No, of course, it's true.
And it doesn't necessarily mean one of the things we don't do so well in this country. You see, While the flag bearer...
And not all companies work three shifts.
Yes. While the flag bearer of the NDC consistently, and is some of his apparatchiks are saying, so those who sign on to... It's a voluntary thing. Voluntary. So for those who sign on to the 24-hour economy thing, and they would have these incentives, as in power and all of that, they will do this. But you see...
But if they don't sign on to it...
That's the point.
Is the state's purchasing power able to do anything? You see, me, it's important to me because... So that there is no confusion about, oh, people fail to sign on to it, so there's no policy.
But that's the other
point. I hope you get the point.
No, I get you.
But it's just like when we started this one district, one factory conversation. Mm-hmm. We said, the private sector is refusing to join. And Vice Mensa and Co. are not setting up factories. So if they are not setting up factories, that means the end of conversation. No. Your promise was that you were delivering some of these things. So I think we should be clear in our conversations.
But that's where the problem is. So, and that's what I see, because once you say, 24-hour economy, they're getting people in. Now, whoever is doing that should also have a ready market.
Mm, yeah.
Why, if I'm producing, am I just producing because I want to produce? What is my cost of production? Is it going to be feasible? Okay, I have more workers. Can I actually say, okay, if I get, so is it just the subsidy? Is it just going to be electricity? What other subsidies am I going to be enjoying?
So let me give you an example. At DHL Mondelez in Bicester, they were not only supplying towns around or within Buckinghamshire, they were going as far as Germany. Mm-hmm. People were making orders overnight. So at 8 p.m., there were orders on the...
Honorable member, welcome.
let me welcome you nicely. Yes. It is not too late to say that you should still wear your talkback thing so that you can engage properly.
But you are leading the government.
You look very youthful, but you are not a youth. But first and foremost.
I'm young at heart.
Yeah, that's the latest expression.
Young at heart.
At heart.
You know. I tell you. When
you see mostly when they wear short sleeve and they wear jeans, then they add sneakers. That's when they start parroting those clips.
I'm used.
Yeah. When the NPP launched their manifesto in 2012, mm-hmm. You had Esiama. Azikesiama at the time said, I am not just young at heart. I'm a youth. I'm not like somebody who's working and saying that, you know.
But I agree. Azikesiama, I remember he was a Tescon leader in Legon. Mm-hmm. Then immediately the year after he left, he contested election and went to parliament.
His case
was a very interesting
case. He was young.
We talked about on campus a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, Evans, Raymond, so like I was making the point, I think that the 24-hour economy is doable. But again, just like we say when it comes to cluster
development. Don't be inconsistent in the communication,
exactly.
First and foremost.
Exactly. See,
sound like you don't know what you're saying.
Just like we see when it
and
comes
don't
to...
don't give room for people to abuse their thinking
like,
around
see,
it.
See, just like we say when it comes to cluster development. Today, if you went to Abu Zulkarn mm-hmm. and decided to build a vehicle assembling plant there, the spare parts are there.
Yeah.
So there's that sense of a cluster at Abu Zulkarn.
That's true.
But if you go to Dawa and say, I'm building an industrial park, and I want people to move there. Have you seen them moving there?
Well, that's the problem. Yeah,
there should always be that sense of class. So there should be that sense of a yearning for a 24-hour economy thing. Mm-hmm. Where then you say, because I see this happening. But when you, the state, if you're not careful, you're going to do another 1D, 1F.
Mm.
If we're not careful, and we're going to be having another 1D, 1F in our hands. So I have seen
I get you. Maybe a problem will be, show us, because we know the number of factories producing in this country. Mm-hmm. And I give the example of the DHL one. Because people are giving electronic orders, a group ought to be available to pick and pack into bags for the buses to move away with. That first group is doing from 6 a.m. to midday. Then the second group is starting from midday straight to another 6 p.m. Then there's another one that takes straight to the night. They have fashioned it out nicely. The difficulty with our system is that nobody is able to tell us there are 214 factories in this country. Those factories, 210 of them will need to run 24/7 to meet the demands on them. I hope you get my point. Mm-hmm. Because nobody, no sensible factory will produce extra when they can't actually get demand.
But I have a question. So is all this winning the youth vote?
Oh, yes.
But now they say 133. So you see, When the young girl says, when the professors ask you, and you see, well, politics is some way, you're trying to win the youth votes. But the professors too, they'll go to the classroom. And the professors are the ones, because the professors can actually, I mean, all of us here are researchers, mm-hmm. can actually take a position and look for data to back it
yeah.
and tell you that it's not feasible. Mm-hmm. But I say,
even based on philosophical leaning.
Yeah, we can say that.
Because, so what is the MPP's answer to this?
Well, the MPP, have you heard any answer?
No, but that's for me.
No, we have been looking through it. The ones we found, they are not direct answers. They are hopefully... No,
I've made the point that today, as it stands, the momentum is in the favor of the NDC. Also because the NPP has not launched their manifesto.
But Baumia put out a very comprehensive policy proposal when he launched...
Which one?
The vision statement.
Yes.
That's a vision statement.
We have been discussing 1 million coders. See the way when they dropped this first year school fees thing, it became...
Yeah, of course.
Interesting.
It's a lot of...
Even though, let's not get it wrong. I mean, why are we pretending that all people do go to university? No. Do you get my point? Mm. But I still got a lot of attention. I am yet to see similar policies from the NPP. NPP and NDC have both talked about coders, software development. If you get that, I've heard the two of them say the same thing. Mm-hmm. But what I have seen with the NDC, from the document you have also said, is that you can take page by page, like for what we do, and say, on agriculture, six main ones. Jumeirah is even under skills and there. But the main ones are there. Land farm banks, getting to do support systems and all of that. Even if you do not know, they can tell us about why we share this document with you too. Are you not intellectual enough to read it? Mm-hmm. The difficulty is that we don't have a single codified document similar to this one to compare with.
From the MPP.
Yes, but they're going to launch the bigger one. But that's not the problem here. We are focusing on youth here.
And we have said that based on what we have seen from the two parties.
Yeah.
I think that the NDC has the momentum.
When it comes to the youth.
When it comes to the youth, they have the momentum now. Prior to the launching of this, the NPP had the momentum.
Yeah.
And Abamia was Mufasti Anumami, you know.
And the youth forms that he was doing.
Is that tongue in cheek?
Oh, no.
Or you say it's a serious comment?
No serious comment.
You mean he had a momentum with that?
No, he was going for the Youth Connect program.
Youth Connect. I just wanted to check.
In all fairness, at the Youth Connect programs,
yes.
Most of the things that many have talked about, is either how the vice president dances, or they like it or do not like it. And secondly, this CRT became an issue. He has said some other things too. Let's not get it wrong.
Yes, it's true.
These coders, the other one is skills development. He also mentioned it. He also mentioned the help they'll give to.
And you see, this is where the NDC has the momentum.
Yeah.
Because they were drowned.
Because the vice president's Youth Connect programs have been drowned by the dancing moves, the Fasti Anumami. But that's also because his team has not done a good job.
Selling the idea that he's putting out.
They've not done a good job. And so today, if you ask people, what is Dr. Baumia promising when it comes to the youth? We have had to go for his vision statement.
Just to share the things
that we've shared with you. But when it comes to the NDC, they have a codified document. And now they're championing it because they know these are first-time voters. And we have said
Where the phone, buying a phone and paying?
Yeah, that's what the phone is. Okay. So on a credit rating system, where you can now buy a phone.
And pay in installments.
Dr. Baumia says pay in installments. So the whole idea is buy a phone and pay in installments. Then you say one Ghana city, two Ghana city. So hold on a minute. Let me put a figure to it.
But even so, how did you connect that to be a youth policy directly? Do you have a point?
No.
I hope you get up. Yes, I mean, I would be interested in buying a phone. I see, sometimes I watch it. £54 per month is what Apple is charging for 15 plus, right? I say, let me trade 14 for 15, it will work perfectly. But how do you connect, unlike the university thing that you have been discussing?
Yeah.
We know that the guys going to the university in level 100 are young people.
Yeah.
But this one, it's not very easy. It's basically like open to everybody. Dr. Mamia is not going to say that, Wednesday, you're over age of 35, so you can't buy the phone and pay one city, two city. It appears to be a broader policy for the entire country, which is separate from the youth direct things that people want to hear. Mm. And again, I've mentioned the coding thing. But coding has become such a popular thing, right? From 2020, we are talking about coders.
That promise of 1 million, all the two political parties, we're going to create 1 million coders.
What makes anybody think we even need 1 million?
We throw figures out in this country too much.
1 million.
1 million.
Now, people in tertiary education, are they up to 1 million?
No, they are not.
No, but they will grow. I mean, coders, they're talking about all the way from primary school.
Evans.
Even primary school kids
are coding. Everybody's going to be coding, eh?
Shoot. But that's the future, isn't it?
15 to 35.
Yes.
AU standard.
But that's the thing, right? Both parties, how are they defining youth?
Oh, we have all agreed, 50 to 35.
But you and who?
But is it AU standard?
But that's the policy.
That's not what the party's defining.
Oh, really? Because, you see, we have an SNU policy that copies the AU standard.
Yeah. Even the 75-year-olds thing there.
Oh, we start this conversation here.
Evans, you know what we're going to do?
We have to give him the last word.
Oh, yes, but on Sunday.
Oh, yes, yes.
When the NPP launches their manifesto, we will compare. Okay? We will compare. The three of us will be
at least we have the youth section.
We'll be on the Joy News channel and on Joy FM. We'll compare. But for now, the NDC is in the lead when it comes to
youth matters.
On youth matters. Because they've launched. It's clear, codified. We see. So if I'm a young man, I can read theirs and I can say, okay, this is what they intend to do and what they wouldn't do. The NPPs, let's wait for Sunday. Final word.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think as far as the youth vote is concerned, the NDC has the momentum. The MPP, they were doing the Youth Connect, but there hasn't been a standout, memorable, very positive all around.
Maybe first year, mommy.
No, but come on, that's the point I was making to him. Like, why was that the reference instead of Youth Connect?
So you can connect to the program.
But that's my point. But if that is what you used to connect to the program, then there's a problem.
And I made the one Ghana City, two Ghana Cities bit too.
But I mentioned it.
But I also talked about he's gone there and promised them 1 million coders. That one too is there.
Yeah.
200,000
You guys have been very much. but definitely that's a problem. That's a problem for the MPP to deal with. And we'll see whether the Sunday they get to respond.
Maybe some message before we go. AB Nanai, I said, let's wait for the MPP manifesto launch this Sunday.
That's what
so the discussion could be. Yeah, we are saying the same thing. And somebody's responding to Sandra Banafo said, Mama said you review SHS by allowing rich parents to pay their ward fees. But today, this same Mama is telling us that he'll pay level 100 university fees. Why won't he apply the review of SHS to the university policy? This is an insult to Ghanaians. Mahama must get serious and accord us respect and dignity. This is Sandra Banafo. Joe Mansi says, two of you think you are smarter than Ghanaians. Oh,
I see.
See this job, yeah. We are smarter than Ghanaians. 24 hours economic means 133. Nobody in that bracket will do overwork to pave way for others. No contradiction on the table makes look like unanimous FC. Oh, but we sit here and disagree all the time.
All the time.
It should be possible for us to agree one day.
All the time.
No, this one says, Morgan Anyawin Ajadok said, Nana promised all health professionals employment. Now, allied health professionals have been in the house for 5 years and still no hope. Okay, allied health, like radiographers and the others. Oh, I say. Anyway, well, the last one. AB, I read AB. And Simon Joe says, Sandra Banafo is a typical MPP. How can they understand such policies? It's just like MPP bastardizing their own Kisiye Jammeh for not doing a good job. This is Simon Joe Azameti. All right, I think that's all we can get.
Anyway,
have a lovely day.